To finger paint is not a sin.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. Weeknights 8 to 10.
Welcome back to the Darren Copeland Experience with Darren Copeland and Big Fuzz.
Purple Grab and Dinger Monday.
There you go. See?
Who is this?
This is Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And what's the song?
Purple Stain.
Boom.
Woo! We're yapping like a bunch of Cincinnati drunks.
I was wondering, should we play? So we'll be on the air tomorrow. I'm going to be a little late tomorrow for the show, but we'll be on the air tomorrow when the All-Star game is going on.
Yeah.
Should we play that to give the National League some good luck?
Why, it doesn't matter.
I would, because I root for the National League.
I do too, but they've taken away the winning team.
Oh, I don't care. At this point, it's just a matter about pride. It's pride now. They have to beat the American League.
Well, I will say this. Did you watch any of the Futures game on Sunday?
I did not.
The Colorado Rockies had two prospects in the starting lineup.
How'd they do?
One was playing second base and one was playing first base, which is kind of weird.
Okay.
But they both had really good defensive plays in the outfield or in the infield because they were both in the infield.
Right.
In fact, the guy who was playing first base, he's McMahon, who is at AAA.
Right.
Brandon Rogers is in AA and he wasn't playing second base. But the one at first base, he actually went over the railing, to go get a ball right over the dugout and fell into the dugout type thing and caught the ball.
Wow.
Very impressed.
Good.
I just am not as big of, I like watching this game, but only for maybe like 5-10 minutes.
Really? I actually enjoy the baseball All-Star game. To me is one of my favorite All-Star games. It's way better than the NBA All-Star game. I hate that game. It's a terrible game.
It used to be the best.
It used to be, but now it's just like, it's terrible. And the NFL All-Star game, it's a joke. I mean, it's a joke. I'll still watch it, but it's a joke. At least the baseball players take the game seriously. Like, they want to win.
Well, it's because it's an individual game. So, at every portion of baseball, you have an individual facing off solely against an individual. I mean, there's some peripheral stuff, but you are mano a mano. It does not really matter. I mean, just the teams are sort of superfluous.
I'm excited.
Superfluous.
Okay, so I guess it's more of a
superfluous.
It's more of a one-on-one type of game. But I'm real excited to see what Kershaw does against Judge. I'm real excited to see what the American League pitchers do against what is a pretty strong National League batting lineup. I mean, I want to see that matchup between Bellinger and the American League pitcher and Judge and the National League pitcher.
I want to see like when Randy Johnson threw one over what's his head? You know, the guy John Krachuk?
Kruk. K-R-U-K.
I wasn't even close, was I? See, it's off again, on again, man. Or on again, off again, depending on how you want to do that thing.
That was kind of lighthearted, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know.
And then Larry Walker went out and put his hat on backwards?
Right. But don't tell me that neither the big unit nor Kruk nor Walker did not take that game seriously. They all three wanted to win very badly.
No, I think they were entirely legitimately scared of...
As anybody should be.
Yes, Randy Johnson.
Johnson could kill a man.
And seemed like half the time that he would kill a man if he needed to.
He was a very angry pitcher.
He seemed to be.
He seemed like a very angry pitcher.
He doesn't seem quite so angry now.
I haven't really seen a lot of him, but I would imagine now that he's not playing.
He's the guy who's really tall.
Right, but I don't know
he's
where he's at.
He's got long hair.
Like, he's just not walking.
Probably in the woods somewhere.
He does seem kind of
lumber.
Like a woodsman. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know if he's angry now,
mansion.
But he was pretty, he seemed pretty angry at the time. And I would not want to go up and face him if he's even remotely not in full control of his pitches.
Yes.
Because he could kill you. That's a lethal weapon.
And like I said earlier, if the Bible has taught us anything, it's that a small, round object thrown with lots of velocity can kill a man.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it can. So I'm looking forward to the game tomorrow. It's going to be on.
Should I quote that, by the way, with numbers or something? Like, just to be... Like, what was that from? Like...
Well, let's see. That's...
David...
versus
long
Goliath.
Time ago?
Just let's just say...
Goliath 365?
I feel like it's Exodus still. I feel like it's still Exodus.
Exodus. Can't get out of this place. Because the joke there was...
See, this is where we need the boo!
Mew! Mew!
So I'm no, curious. I want to see
Goliath,
the game tomorrow night.
Okay, so Goliath. It probably is Exodus.
It's early on in the Bible. It's very early Old Testament. Because
it's
they haven't actually started Jerusalem yet. And, you know, I'm drawing way, way back on my
your
Sunday school.
I took biblical literature in high school. At a public high school in Boulder.
I took biblical archaeology in college. And so, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff in the Bible you gotta remember. Things go away. You know, it's kind of, if you don't use it, you kind of lose it. And I haven't used the Bible in many, many years. So I've forgotten a lot of stuff.
Google. The Great Satan.
Exactly.
Google the Great Satan has it.
What book is it?
It's it's Samuel book 1.
Samuel.
17, yeah.
I do not remember having a Samuel in my Old Testament.
Samuel?
I remember Genesis, I remember Exodus, I don't remember Samuel.
Well, it's when Saul was hanging around.
I don't. Okay.
So it's after the Battle of Jericho. After the Battle of Jericho, because they weren't fighting the Philistines until later.
Okay.
So they also found out that David wasn't like some 6-year-old kid just whipping rocks around, that he was closer to like 16.
Oh, is that in the book of Judges?
No, Samuel, book 1, 17. :1-25:7, whatever it is.
Okay, all right.
Full colon.
I don't even know why we're talking about this. Like, hey, in case you guys wanted to know.
Because much like the Bible, if you have some guy throwing a small, hard, round thing at your head at nearly 100 miles an hour, you can kill somebody.
Right, I got that. We got that.
And that's what the Bible teaches us. And that's why we were all scared of Randy Johnson, which was why, you know, I liked the All-Star game better before when you had John Crux scared off his mind and then you had Larry Walker going out with the other way. That's what I'm saying.
You're weird, man. So, like, you get super, super excited about the Home Run Derby, which I don't blame you.
Totally, because it's fun.
But you dislike All-Star games. You're like those old.
I read the paper for the comments.
You're like those old reporters, comics. Like, oh, I just hate these All-Star games. They take the fun out of it. Blah blah blah. Crotchety old timers who just hate everything. You hate everything.
I don't hate everything.
You hate everything.
No,
you
I don't.
Hate
no,
baseball.
No,
because you have to work it.
No.
You hate
no,
talking
baseball
about
baseball. Is
football.
Lengthy, man. Baseball takes a lot of time and effort.
Right. So. I mean, you could be doing a lot worse things. Trust
listen,
me.
Listen, we could be fighting wars. We could be digging ditches. We could be cleaning, you know, outhouses. We could be doing all sorts of things. We could be hiking up mountains in the middle of summer. I understand all of that. All right. Half of that stuff, though much more strenuous, does not take as long as a baseball game. And that's what, you know, sometimes that grinds. I can think of. I'm just like, oh my God, another inning.
I know you complain about, you know, baseball. You don't want to talk about football.
I talked about football. I said you should take the top 5 guys, and that should be the offensive line for the Broncos.
That's your football talk.
Well, it's better than what we had last year. Broncos.
They. You don't want those guys playing your offensive line. You don't want them. They're too tall.
How about if they just had bats?
Yeah, that'd be great, but they can't. You know, you're not allowed bats.
But they're baseball players. They always have bats.
But they wouldn't be playing baseball. They'd be playing football. So you can't have bats playing football.
That's stupid. Never mind. I was thinking they could have bats.
No.
Well, they got to make up for the, you know, they got a couple hundred pounds.
Like, I was concerned that.
Think about how great your protection would be if everyone had bats.
It would change the game.
It might.
I have no response to that because it's so ludicrous. To give offensive and defensive players bats?
I didn't say defense.
Well, you can't give one without the other.
Thicker helmets?
Yeah, because the NFL doesn't already have a huge concussion issue. Let's give them bats.
That's why you have the thicker helmets.
Dude, that's not... You're still going to get a concussion. Some big guy...
Okay, Nerf bats.
Are you still crazy?
Thank you. Yes, and the answer is yes. Yes, he is. He is actually
yes,
crazy.
Okay. Nerf bats.
Like I was concerned that the Broncos canceled their mini passing camp. I'm concerned about that. I hadn't brought it up because I know that you don't care.
No, I think it's concerning. But to be fair, that only started with Peyton Manning, because Peyton Manning is meticulous about his preparation more so than everybody else in the major, in the NFL.
I still think that's a problem.
John Elway wasn't doing passing camps.
No, not really.
John Elway was having like drinking excursions with teammates, but he wasn't having passing camp.
I'd be okay with having them doing that, but
you don't know if they're not.
See, to me, it feels like this team is leaderless on the offense. Emmanuel Sanders is great, but our leader cannot be a wide receiver. It's got to be the quarterback.
Well, that's why they voted Monkey Boy as captain.
I said leader, not terrible, terrible quarterback.
Monkey Boy can lead.
Okay.
It's Darren Copeland. More with Darren after this.